George Orwell wrote, "It was always the women, and above all, the young ones, who were the most bigoted adherents of the party, the swallowers of slogans, the amateur spies, and nosers out of unorthodoxy."
He wasn't being misogynistic, he was making a psychological observation. In his view, women, particularly in their role as caregivers and moral enforcers, tend to prioritize safety and compassion over risk and freedom. And that instinct, while natural, is easily weaponized by totalitarian systems. When conformity is marketed as compassion, control is rebranded as care, the state taps into the feminine psyche to enforce ideological obedience. Now consider this. Men will do almost anything to attract a mate, so when the state captures women through propaganda, redefining tyranny as empathy and compliance as virtue, men follow, especially those who can't compete in the traditional dating market. They feminize themselves and trade strength for submission. This is what evolutionary biologists call the sneaky f***er strategy, low-status males mimicking feminine traits or moral positions in hopes of reproductive access. And while all of this unfolds, families disintegrate. Single motherhood, a top predictor of poverty and social dysfunction, becomes the norm. Children from single-parent homes are far less likely to climb the economic ladder, and who steps in as provider and protector? Not the father, the state. But here's the kicker. The state is funded disproportionately by men, so rather than supporting the women they married and raised children with directly, men subsidize the state, which in turn provides for women through social programs. Why? Because women have been propagandized to see every relationship as a power dynamic, except one with the state, which is ironically the centralization of raw power. They've been told that to rely on a man is weakness, but to rely on a bureaucracy is empowerment. This is not progress, this is dependency with a new face. And both men and women are suffering. The childless middle-aged woman and the incel are two sides of the same broken culture. A woman without her own child often directs her maternal instinct towards abstract causes, infantilizing minorities under the guise of social justice. What we are witnessing from psychologically unwell men and women is Nietzsche's concept of resentment, envy dressed up as morality. The strong became evil, the weak became good, strength became tyranny. We now live in a pathologically soft society that sides even with those who harm it, where punishing crime feels unfair and victimhood is the highest virtue. Nietzsche called them the tarantulas, those who preach justice but act from bitterness. They don't want to uplift the weak, they want to drag down the strong. Orwell saw them too. Quote, "Most middle-aged socialists, while theoretically pining for a classless society, cling like glue to their miserable fragments of social prestige.